there's this old story that my father used to tell me. It's about two young boys walking along the ocean, and there are starfish as far as the eye can see. The older boy looks at the younger boy and says, "What are you doing? There are millions of them. There's no way that you can help them all." The younger boy looks down at the starfish, picks up another one, and throws it into the ocean. He says, "It makes a difference to that one." Hi, my name is John Ross Trevino. I'm the managing attorney of the Housing and Consumer Unit of Lone Star Legal Aid in Houston, Texas. I think that story is really what keeps me going. Even though there are millions of people who need help, my focus is on that individual, knowing that you can help that individual with, the problems in life that they're going through, and you can make a difference in that person's life. When a client comes to me with an eviction problem, the first thing that comes to mind is I feel for the person because of the situation they're in. A lot of the clients that we get, their situation was from outside forces. They lost their job. The eviction process can be a very quick process here in Texas. All of that can take, 3 or 4 weeks from not being able to pay your rent to being homeless. The pandemic's affected my life by the way I interact with people. I have been very isolated, basically trying to self-isolate. A lot of the interactions that I'm doing with my clients now is all over the phone. We're doing court hearings and proceedings via Zoom or via telephone, and it's a completely different product. It's important to build, deep relationships with your clients because as an attorney, you have to trust each other. Trust goes both ways. We could potentially be making deals that the client's involved with, and they have to be able to trust me that I'm doing what I need to do and it's in their best interest. It's just that constant worrying of the unknown, kind of worrying of the fear of what's going on. There's been so much uncertainty at the start of this. I think it's a shame that an attorney has to get involved basically because these landlords are trying to take advantage, they're trying to move on, and the whole system is almost, set up to be against the person, the tenant. Currently, the way it's set up, they need an advocate. Hopefully in the future, we can be more mindful of tenants and the situations that they're going through, kind of help them through that process and make it easier for them. I got into this line of work mainly because of my father. He works at a nonprofit. He's one of the most caring, thoughtful individuals that I know. And the way that he raised me, I've always wanted to have a purpose and meaning in my career and what I do.